You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is Dave Stapp. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Mark.
Dave, the reason you're here is because tonight at the Sonora Opera Hall, there is going to be a free screening for a documentary called Generation Zapped.
That's correct.
Can you summarize what is Generation Zapped all about?
Generation Zapped is basically a documentary that was produced by a couple of film producers that were from the LA area that have done other movies. And it's a revealing documentary that is going to take a look at what electromagnetic radiation is doing to our bodies, to our children's bodies, with the oncoming of G5, you know, that's just around the corner. Great things. G5, if you're into electronics at all, is going to be faster downloads, you know, really good for the electronic age, but there's a lot of damage that's being done too. So we want to just tell people what the damage is and what the solutions are.
Okay, so this deals with wireless devices then?
Right, yeah. You're anything wired and wireless. Your laptops, your cell phones, baby monitors, wireless routers in classrooms.
But how could we avoid wireless devices in today's Western civilization?
That's what we're going to talk about tonight, is not necessarily avoiding them. We can't avoid them. They're everywhere we go. But there are solutions that can help mitigate what's going on. So yeah, we're not coming out saying to get rid of the technology whatsoever. We're saying we want people to be able to thrive in this wireless world.
What are some of the health repercussions?
Having been an energetic biofeedback therapist for 10 years, my wife and I owned an energetic wellness center. One of the things I was seeing, Mark, in my clients, and I didn't understand at the time, was I was seeing cell walls being hardened. I was seeing a lot of toxicity. I was seeing a lot of dehydration. Even with my clients, they would say, I drink a lot of water. So what I learned, because at the time I didn't realize that it was a lot of electropollution that was doing it. What I since learned with my research was that when radiation hits the body, it creates a defense mechanism. And what's happening is the cell walls are becoming hardened, trapping toxins in the cell. That's why we're getting more and more sicknesses. And water is just going right through us. It's not going into the cells.
Are the problems more pervasive here in the United States than in other countries?
No. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of this got started over in the European countries. But and as far as the effects, they're far in advance seeing what's happening to the bodies, and they've been shutting down and having wireless free zones. I know Sweden has an area. France now has implemented no wireless in their classrooms for children, and we're not saying that. We're not at all saying that. We're saying, you know, that the technology is amazing and good, but there is a solution.
Who is specifically most susceptible to radiation? Would that be children or the elderly?
Children are more susceptible because their skulls are thinner, and so they get affected much on a much greater basis. But we're all being affected by it.
This is a documentary that is going to be shown tonight for free of charge at the Sonora Opera Hall. It's going to officially be released to the public this April. How did you get a hold of this?
One of the companies that I consult with, one of the producers, was a part of our company. And we had reached out to them, and I think they reached out to us. And our CEO made an agreement with them, paid some money to get the rights to do all these pre-screenings. So it's really cool. The movie does come up with solutions. You know, turn off your routers at night. Don't put your cell phone in your pocket. Those, you know, some of those solutions are difficult to live with.
What time is the screening this evening at the Sonora Opera Hall?
We're going to be opening up the doors at 6:30, so everybody can come and register. We'll probably start the movie about 6:45. The movie lasts an hour and 15 minutes, and then right after the movie, I'll be doing some demonstrations and show people actually how this stuff works.
So stick around at the end of the movie. What is the cost?
No cost. It's free.
Are reservations required in advance?
Nope. We just want people to show up at the door. I'll have plenty of seats out there.
Is this acceptable for family viewing, or is this for mature audiences?
No, absolutely. If you want to bring children, as a matter of fact, it's a real good idea for the kids to see what's going on. Because what we're finding is kids are sleeping with their cell phones under their pillows. Girls are putting their cell phones in their bras, and it specifically talks about that.
Okay, so is there a telephone number for more information?
Sure. My number is 209-743-6522.
Anything else you would like to cover before I let you go?
Well, I've had screenings already, and the main comment that after people see the movie, they know of 3 to 5 other people that they just got to tell about the movie. So
the name of the documentary is Generation Zapped. It is going to be shown free of charge this evening at the Sonora Opera Hall. Doors open at 6:30 this evening, hosted by Dave Stapp. And Dave Stapp has joined us as this morning's Newsmaker of the Day. Dave, always great to see you.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.